1. Which job has the girl decided to do?
Have you thought what job you would like to do?
I think that as I'm a very sociable person, I could become a shop assistant.
You'd be good at that.
Maybe, but my mum says that kind of work can be quite tiring, as I will have to deal with difficult customers sometimes.
Why don't you become a teacher? You're very good at explaining things to others.
Good idea, but I like better to work as a nurse. I enjoy looking after people who are sick, so that's what I'll do.
Okay, but I still think that being a teacher would be an excellent job for you.
Now, listen again.
Have you thought what job you would like to do?
I think that as I'm a very sociable person, I could become a shop assistant.
You'd be good at that.
Maybe, but my mum says that kind of work can be quite tiring, as I will have to deal with difficult customers sometimes.
Why don't you become a teacher? You're very good at explaining things to others.
Good idea, but I like better to work as a nurse. I enjoy looking after people who are sick, so that's what I'll do.
Okay, but I still think that being a teacher would be an excellent job for you.
Two. What will the boy order?
How about ordering a pizza from the place down the road?
You can order a small pizza if you like, but I want only a salad.
Why? Are you on a diet?
No, but I don't like the pizza from this place. I only prefer their burgers.
So, do you want to order burgers and chips for both of us?
Now that I think, the last time I ate a burger from that place, it wasn't well cooked. So just a salad.
Okay then, I'll take my first choice.
Now, listen again.
How about ordering a pizza from the place down the road?
You can order a small pizza if you like, but I want only a salad.
Why? Are you on a diet?
No, but I don't like the pizza from this place. I only prefer their burgers.
So, do you want to order burgers and chips for both of us?
Now that I think, the last time I ate a burger from that place, it wasn't well cooked. So just a salad.
Okay then, I'll take my first choice.
Three. Which activity does the girl not do anymore?
I want to start a new hobby. I was thinking about table tennis. I've seen you playing, and I think it's quite interesting.
Although I've given up, as I don't have enough time to play anymore, I still think that it's worth trying it. I joined the school's volleyball team 3 weeks ago, and I spend my whole time in practicing for next Sunday's match.
It's a shame. You were pretty good. Do you still have guitar lessons, or have you stopped them as well?
No, I didn't need to, as guitar lessons are once a week and last only an hour.
Now, listen again.
I want to start a new hobby. I was thinking about table tennis. I've seen you playing, and I think it's quite interesting.
Although I've given up, as I don't have enough time to play anymore, I still think that it's worth trying it. I joined the school's volleyball team 3 weeks ago, and I spend my whole time in practicing for next Sunday's match.
It's a shame. You were pretty good. Do you still have guitar lessons, or have you stopped them as well?
No, I didn't need to, as guitar lessons are once a week and last only an hour.
Four. What does the boy want to buy tomorrow?
Hi, Maria. I'm calling you to ask you to go shopping tomorrow morning. I need you to help me buy a new coat, as next month I'll be going on a school trip to Iceland. I had also thought to buy a new scarf and gloves, but my mum said to take my brother's ones. Although I like his scarf and I'll take it with me, his gloves aren't my size. Mum said that she will buy me a new pair that she had seen online. So, please can we meet tomorrow at the big department store after school? You always help me buy clothes that suit me fine.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Maria. I'm calling you to ask you to go shopping tomorrow morning. I need you to help me buy a new coat, as next month I'll be going on a school trip to Iceland. I had also thought to buy a new scarf and gloves, but my mum said to take my brother's ones. Although I like his scarf, and I'll take it with me, his gloves aren't my size. Mum said that she will buy me a new pair that she had seen online. So, please can we meet tomorrow at the big department store after school? You always help me buy clothes that suit me fine.
Five. Which is the boy's sister?
Who is your sister in this photo? Is she the one with long dark hair?
No, my sister has short hair and she also wears glasses. Fortunately in this picture she doesn't wear this terrible hat that she always wears during the summer months. I tell her that it doesn't suit her and that it's very old fashioned, but she keeps saying that it protects her head from sun.
Anyway, I can see her now and she's very beautiful.
Now, listen again.
Who is your sister in this photo? Is she the one with long dark hair?
No, my sister has short hair and she also wears glasses. Fortunately in this picture she doesn't wear this terrible hat that she always wears during the summer months. I tell her that it doesn't suit her and that it's very old fashioned, but she keeps saying that it protects her head from sun.
Anyway, I can see her now and she's very beautiful.
Six. What sort of film will they see?
How about going to see that new adventure movie tonight?
It hasn't got good reviews. I read that the acting isn't that great.
There's also the new movie with Matt Dillon at the same cinema. That might be good.
You know, I'm not keen on romantic films. You can go and see that with Lorna. Any good detective movies on?
There's one at the Odeon, but I think we have seen it. You know, the one with Detective Purcell.
Oh, that. You're right. So I guess we ignore the reviews and see the first one.
Now, listen again.
How about going to see that new adventure movie tonight?
It hasn't got good reviews. I read that the acting isn't that great.
There's also the new movie with Matt Dillon at the same cinema. That might be good.
You know, I'm not keen on romantic films. You can go and see that with Lorna. Any good detective movies on?
There's one at the Odeon, but I think we have seen it. You know, the one with Detective Purcell.
Oh, that. You're right. So I guess we ignore the reviews and see the first one.
Seven. Where does the girl want to go on holiday?
Where do you go on holiday this summer?
I don't know, but I'd prefer to go to an island and not to the mountains, as we usually do with my parents. My mum says that because we live near the sea, she needs a change on our holidays, so we always go to the mountains and sleep in tents, or to big cities and visit museums all the time. I don't like either of them.
Now, listen again.
Where do you go on holiday this summer?
I don't know, but I'd prefer to go to an island and not to the mountains, as we usually do with my parents. My mum says that because we live near the sea, she needs a change on our holidays, so we always go to the mountains and sleep in tents, or to big cities and visit museums all the time. I don't like either of them.
That is the end of part one.